We love our neighbors enough to bring up this fact. If you'd spend a fraction of time that you spend in and of the world, like this concert, reading the Word of God, you'd see the grave danger you're in. You would see how what you're doing and how you're living is trampling the blood of Jesus Christ, the Creator God who made a way for you. You would see that these offerings of the world are an enemy of God, neighbor. If you'd turn off Netflix, if you'd turn off the carnal worldly music, if you'd turn off the politics, get rid of your idolatrous hobbies. I had to get rid of all of that to follow Christ in spirit and truth. You could take that time and you could begin to seek the kingdom of God. And if you cry out to God and say, show me your truth, God is so loving and merciful and graceful. God will show you truth. God will forgive all your transgressions.
Oh, hell yeah.
But you got to be willing to lose your life, neighbor. You got to turn from all your sin. If you live in sin and practice sin, there's no sacrifice for you. There's no sacrifice for you as you practice sin and worldliness. But you got to come out, sir, if you're going to be forgiven of it. You can't continue to live in it. Yeah. Then you're not of God because we have victory over sin. We don't have to keep sinning. Willful sin. Willful sin is going to... and that's going to separate you from God. Fun for a short season, neighbor. Fun for a short season.
Enjoying the concert so far?
Oh, no. I used to do this. 20 years ago, I would be at the front of the crowd.
Man, I still pray sometimes.
This isn't free.
Are you going to stay around for...
This isn't free. You guys paid for this.
Yeah.
You paid for this. So you're just gonna men like John Cooper from Skillet, the heretic, he's making money off of you. Look at my testing of John Cooper on. Yeah, he's going to give you a false gospel in there. He's going to give you a false gospel. He's not going to tell you the truth in there. He's going to tell you to just believe in Jesus and you can follow Jesus and be like the world. When you got to lose your entire life to follow Jesus. Jesus said, those who come after me have lost their lives. Matthew 10. He said, you can't be my disciple unless you're willing to lose everything for his cause. In fact, he said, you have to hate everything else in your life to love him. But if you love the things of the world, James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God.
So are we sinners?
That's what it says. Yeah.
Why?
Because you're worldly.
Why?
You're worldly and you're not seeking God. You're not pleasing God. You're not seeking the kingdom.
So as a good Christian, because I want to come listen to music, I'm wrong.
Yeah, because it's worldly, carnal,
so how
sinful.
Are you not wrong for trying to push your agenda on us?
Well, actually, because I'm obeying God, Jesus said, go preach the gospel and warn them about their sin and warn them about what's coming upon them. So Jesus tells us to preach the gospel, sir. Oh, no, sir. Name one Bible contradiction. Name one. The man just said the Bible's full of contradictions. Name one.
Read it cover to cover.
Rain, name one.
What do you got to do? You realize it's all bullshit.
All right, now wait. Now see, you're forcing me to... So it's loving to come and lift up the truth and just be a shining light. Jesus said be salt and be light. So that's what we are today. Salt and light for the gospel. And that lovingly warns our neighbors that you're on the broad road to destruction, following worldly bands like Seether and false teachers like John Cooper at Skillet. Because both of them will deceive you as you're led by your flesh to follow the culture. See, the culture is set for the wrath of God, neighbors. Jesus is coming to burn up everything that's not rooted of him. Did you know that? Go read the end of the book, Revelation. Jesus is coming to destroy with flaming fire all those, in vengeance it says, all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That would be you today. You don't know God and you're not obeying the gospel. The gospel does not call you to come and entertain yourself in carnal music. The gospel calls you to worship Christ in spirit and in truth. I had worldly pastors today defending this, telling me that this can be of Jesus. You see what's happened in America. God's standard is way up here. To fill churches, they've lowered the bar way down here. But God's standard never changes. You got to be holy and righteous and just. You get that by Christ and following and obeying him. But if you just believe in Jesus and you live like the world. This is the world here today. You're no different than Satan himself. Why? Satan believes in Jesus. He knows he's the Son of God. He knows he died and rose again. But Satan's headed for the lake of fire, and so are you folks, if you don't repent and turn and seek Christ in spirit, in truth, in holiness, in righteousness. You see, God is a consuming fire. It says that in the book of Hebrews. God is a consuming fire. And you know what's going to happen, neighbors? The gospel calls you to goodness, truth, and righteousness. This type of music and this type of concert is not the goodness, truth, and righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is of the flesh that leads to damnation. Romans 8:8 says you cannot please God in the flesh. Nothing about this is of Jesus Christ, no matter what John Cooper from Skillet tells you, the false teacher. Check out my testing of it. Nothing about this is of a holy God. Holiness is peace and joy and calm and inner cheer. Open your Bible, sir. Prove me wrong.
Sir, don't start with me.
Open your Bible and prove me wrong. You're shaking your head. Open your scriptures. All these people saying it's not true, but they can't open the Bible. The word of eternal God is set against you, neighbors. Did you know that? The word of eternal God is set against you in judgment and wrath. You got to repent. You got to seek Christ in spirit and truth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, neighbors, and everything else can be added unto you. You can't seek God following the ways of the world. Jesus did not die so you could live in your sin and your worldliness, neighbor. Jesus died to call you out to holiness and goodness and truth and righteousness. Repent and lose your life to follow Christ in spirit and truth. Do not be deceived, neighbors. God will not be mocked. Wrath is coming on all children of disobedience that follow the world. You're following the world here. Repent and seek after Christ. He's your only hope. The world is headed into darkness and tribulation, just as the Bible described would happen, neighbors. Satan's grip on the culture is getting ever more tight. You're in his snare. And Paul says in the book of Timothy that you can come out of the snare of Satan. You can repent and you can be transformed and you can be forgiven and you can be made new. But you got to lose your life. You're not seeking the kingdom of God here today. You're seeking that which is of the world. God is not glorified in the offerings of the world, neighbor. He shed his blood to redeem a peculiar people, not a worldly people. Jesus says, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest. You can find rest in Jesus Christ. You can find rest in his finished work. You can find mercy and grace and forgiveness, but you don't get it as you live your own life like the world. The covenant of God calls you to lose your life for this glorious God. The covenant of God calls you out into holiness and righteousness. The covenant of God says, turn, forsake your sin and your worldliness. This is a worldly offering. This does not glorify God. This does not purify your soul. This does not draw you closer to God. It draws you further from God in unrighteousness. Open the Holy Scriptures. Spend more time seeking your eternal fate, that which is corruptible. What are you seeking? That which is corruptible or that which is incorruptible? This is all corruptible. This is all going to burn in the judgment of God. Just like everything in the culture that's not of God. Sports, politics, entertainment, neighbors. It's all going to burn. Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy it all. What are you going to live for? Live for that which is eternal. Live for that which is enduring in the Word of God. Live for that that goes after that which is written in the Word of God. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God. Seek ye first Christ in His kingdom. Don't seek after your flesh, neighbors. I used to live in my flesh. I used to be at the front line of these concerts. This leads to death and destruction. This leads to wrath and suffering of God. This does not lead. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, sir. Don't make a mockery of God's wrath. Peter said, in the last days, many mockers will come. Peter said, many mockers will come. And they'll say all types of things against the Word of God. And this is what's happening in the culture. You've lost your way. You've gotten far from the truth of God. The Bible is the most accurate book, writing of mankind you could ever imagine. But yet you believe more what's on the internet today from some news outlet than the eternal Word of God. Believe God's Word. Trust in His Word. Trust in His holiness and His righteousness. Why did Christ die and shed His blood? So that you could live worldly and carnal?
Yes, sir.
Did Jesus die to call you out? Did the Spirit of God come to give you new life? To make you different? To make you different? To make you better? Don't mock God, ma'am. Don't mock God. It's not a good idea to mock God. Don't mock God, ma'am. It's not a good idea. I'm fine, sir. I'm fine. I love you. Don't mock God. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to mock a holy Savior. Jesus is coming. He's not going to pardon people that are wicked. He's not going to pardon people that live in the world in sin. This is sin, neighbors. God calls you out of sin. God calls you out of worldliness. God calls you out of every false way. God calls you to truth and righteousness, holiness. That's what Christ did. He calls you to holiness and righteousness. He doesn't call you to live in your flesh and worldliness. The churches are not telling you the truth and calling you out. The pastors are not telling you the truth. The culture is not telling you the truth. Listen to this noise. This is not of God. This is not peace. This is not joy. This is not calm. This is not of God, neighbors. This is of wrath and destruction that's coming. This is the noise of the flesh and Satan and his culture. The Holy Spirit comes. And when you're truly of Him, He brings calm, joy, and peace. The jumping around and the craziness and the rowdiness is not of God. Even with John Cooper on stage, the heretic, he's going to give you a false gospel up there. It's not the biblical gospel. Look at my testing of John Cooper. It's not of God, neighbor. It's false. It's not going to stand the test of time. You're deceiving yourself in the flesh. You're deceiving yourself in your entertainment. You're deceiving yourself in every false way. There'll be no escape from the judgment and the wrath of God. There is a chance right now. There is a chance right now for you to repent and escape. But at your death or at his coming, there'll be no chance. Your fate's going to be sealed. And you're going to hear, "Away from me, I never knew you, workers of iniquity." This is iniquity, neighbor. This is iniquity. Jesus doesn't forgive what you don't repent of, sir. We love you. Jesus doesn't forgive what you don't repent of. You can't live like the world. You got to repent and come out of the world, neighbors. You got to lose your life.